so cold, all over my arm. I don't wanna know that, babe. Don't fuck with my love. I told her she knows. Take aim and reload. I don't wanna know that, babe. Don't fuck with my love. Don't f*** with my
much. It's Ed Sheeran's Don't, the Don Diablo remix here on Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to Rewired with me, Sam Oliver. I'm here with you until 7 o'clock this evening. And I tell you what, I was very confused when I looked at the clock there, because I've just realised it's not been turned back. It's saying at 7:05, and according to that, my show should have finished. But fortunately, it hasn't. So we are the show all about brand new music, whether it be pop, rock, indie or EDM. We have it covered. We've got a record of the week from singer-songwriter Jordan Allen coming up. We'll be getting him on the phone for a quick chat. We've also got the Monday mixer at around about 7:20 and brand new music from David Guetta, Enter Shikari and Rhymes. But this is Neon Trees now, Sleeping With a Friend on Leeds Student Radio.
To me.
Shot to fame back in 2008 when they toured the United States with The Killers. That's Neon Trees, Sleeping With A Friend, off their latest album, Pop Psychology, here on Leeds Student Radio. It's Sam with you here on Rewired until 7 o'clock this evening. Music on the way from Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, and also the brand new tune off Twin Atlantic's new album. But you know what? I'm fancying a bit of Catfish and the Bottlemen, a band, of course, who played here at Leeds University Union just a couple of weeks back. And this is their latest single. It's called Pacifier. They've released the music video for it this week, and it's a little bit weird. It's just them playing football in an abandoned warehouse. Check it out on YouTube. It's Catfish and the Bottlemen on LSR.
Please, you're obsessed.
checked out the new album from these guys already. Go and do it. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's called The Balcony, and that is the latest single from it. It's Pacifier by Catfish and the Bottlemen here on Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to Rewired with me, Sam. I'm here with you until 7 o'clock this evening. We've got music on the way from Twin Atlantic, Rhymes, and also the brand new tune from David Guetta to play you just before 6:45 this evening. And we're going to be talking about the most important news story of the week right after the new one from Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. I love this. This is Outside on LSR. Now, the big question is it as good as I Need Your Love? You know what? I think it is. It's brand new from Calvin Harris featuring Ellie Goulding. That track is called Outside, live on Leeds Student Radio. It's Sam with you until 7 o'clock this evening on Rewire. Coming up, we're going to have the Monday Mixer where you take charge. And we also have our Record of the Week from a young singer-songwriter called Jordan Allen, who's going to be on the show very, very shortly talking about his new music. But I have to say, there was a big news story in the news last week that absolutely shocked me to my core. And it wasn't about David Cameron and all the politics going on about the EU at the moment. It wasn't about immigration. It was about S Club 7. And I was so happy that these guys got back together. Absolutely made my day. They are, of course, reforming for Children in Need. But it's got me thinking, right, if we could bring back anyone from the past who's been in a band and they split up, or maybe the members have passed away, who would you bring back out of all the bands in the universe who've ever existed? Who would you bring back and for what reason? Get in touch on Twitter at ThisIsLSR, and you can also get in touch on the chat box lsrfm.com/listen and comment on there. It really is as easy as that. So one band or artist, dead or alive, that you would bring back. I will probably go with Oasis. I think them reforming will be absolutely phenomenal. So as I say, get in touch on Twitter at ThisIsLSR. And this is brand new music from Twin Atlantic. Love these guys. It's off their new album. It's called Hold On, here on Leeds Student Radio.
Must have been something you said. You caught me off guard and alone. Running round the streets in the dark. Trying to find my home. You can listen to my heartbeat. Let the rain pounding on the open road. Let me whip you off of your feet. Let me show you how.
I saw these guys earlier in the summer at Tea in the Park in Scotland, and they absolutely smashed it in front of a home crowd. This track is off their latest album, The Great Divide. It's Twin Atlantic with Hold On here on Leeds Student Radio. Just coming up to 20 past six. You are listening to Rewind with me, Sam Oliver, taking you through it until 7 o'clock this evening. And we're going to be having the Monday Mixer on very, very shortly, and also our Record of the Week. Now, I've been asking you guys, if you could reform one band, what would it be? Dead or alive, so a band that have been out of existence for years, if you could bring one of them back, who would it be? Now, this is in the light that S Club reformed last week, and it absolutely made my day. It really did. Charlotte agreed with me on Twitter. She said she's absolutely loving S Club being back, and that she hopes there is a UK tour very, very shortly. I tell you what, if there are tickets coming out for a UK tour, I'll be right at the front of the queue. We also had Ellie on Twitter, who said she hopes Boyzone reform. Remember Boyzone? Flipping heck. Back in the day. And Andrew, also on Twitter, has gone for Led Zeppelin. Of course, we're asking bands or artists dead or alive, so the original Led Zeppelin lineup will be absolutely phenomenal. So get in touch with me on Twitter at ThisIsLSR. If you could bring one band back, who would it be and why? We've got the Monday Mixer coming up very, very shortly, but right now it's time for a band that are a bit crazy, they're a bit mental, and this is their latest offering. And yes, it's quite crazy and it's quite mental. This is Enter Shikari, The Last Garrison on LSR. Told you it was mental. It's brand new from Enter Shikari off their upcoming fourth album. It's called The Last Garrison here on Leeds Student Radio. It's Rewired with me, Sam, until at 7 o'clock this evening. We're asking you to get in touch. If you could bring back one band that have ever existed, who would it be and why? It could be a solo artist as well. And James got in touch on Twitter. He would bring back the original Queen lineup with Freddie Mercury. But right now on Leeds Student Radio, it's time to do this. It is, of course, that time of the week again. It's time for the Monday Mixer, so it's where you take charge for the next few minutes. So I'm going to give you a choice of two songs, and you guys simply pick the one that you want to hear next on Leeds Student Radio. So the choices this week is a band called Sivu. This is his latest track called Miracle. If you fancy this track as well, it's available as a free download on iTunes at the moment, so go and grab it while you can. So that is option number one. However, you might want something a little bit more heavy, a bit more alternative. This was our record of the week last week. It's Slaves with Hey. Brilliant tune. They are the punk band of the moment. So do you want to hear Slaves or Sivu on Leeds Student Radio in the next few minutes? To cast your vote, all you have to do is go to our chat box on the website, lsrfm.com/listen, and register your vote. Do you want to hear Slaves or do you want to hear Sivu? the winner will be revealed in the next few minutes. And in the meantime, this is a tune you'll be hearing in the clubs over the next few weekends. This is the new one from Wilkinson. It's Dirty Love on Leeds Student Radio.
Just can't get enough. Begging for the baseline, dancing till it's daytime. Heard it through the grapevine. We want it now. Come a little closer, like some love exposure, like the roller coaster.
Absolutely smashing it at the moment. One of those DJs who just keeps on giving. It's Wilkinson, the new one from him. It's called Dirty Love here on Leeds Student Radio. Just gone 6:30. You are listening to Rewired. And we did have the Monday mix that I gave you the choice of either Sivu or last week's record of the week from Slaves. It was Hey. And I can reveal that the winner is Sivu. Cheers to Lucy, who got in touch on the chat box. Sam and Lewis and Dave as well. This is his new song. It's called Miracle on LSR.
Beautiful places. We carve the future for ourselves in our lowest of lows. But still we break like a toy without our parachutes on. With a cold, with a glitch so warm, no man can beat. No
lovely tune, that one, isn't it? It's the winner of the Monday Mixer this week. It's brand new music from Sivu. It's called Miracle here on Leeds Student Radio, just coming up to 25 to 7. And we have the new track from David Guetta on the way. And if you've not heard it yet, it is totally different to anything he's ever done before. And that'll be played in the next few minutes here on LSR. But right now, time to play a band who I am very excited about. I'm going to get them on the show next week for an interview. They're called One Bit. And this is their new track, It's Not About You, here on Rewired.
Waves are crashing upon this frozen tide, shattering all the words between the lines that'll never come back. This melody still plays in my mind, an imprint in time left undefined that'll never go back.
Things expected from these guys. They've been playlisted on Radio 1 this week and are going to be getting on the phone for a live interview next week on Rewired. They're called One Bit. That's their new single. It's called Not About You here on Leeds Student Radio. Just coming up to 20 to 7. Music on the way from Kelly, and also brand new tune from Rhymes featuring James Arthur to play you before 7 o'clock this evening. And we've got our track of the week from Jordan Allen coming up. He's a young singer-songwriter from Lancashire who'll be speaking to me on the phone very, very shortly. But right now, Rewired, it's time for a tune from David Guetta that I was pretty shocked when I heard for the first time. It's totally unlike anything he's ever done before. It's featuring Sam Martin, it's called Dangerous, and it's here on Leeds Student Radio.
Take me down, spin me around. You got me running all the lights. Don't make a sound, talk to me now. Let me inside your mind. Don't know what you're thinking, sugar. Ooh. But I just got that feeling, sugar. Ooh. And I can hear the sirens burning, red lights turning. I can't turn back now. So hold on tight. Something in the night is dangerous, and nothing's holding back the two of us. Baby,
Show me your soul, I gotta know. Best that you're beautiful inside. Toes on the glass, car moving fast. Come take the wheel and drive.
It's totally different to anything he's ever done before. It's David Guetta, the new one from him. It's called Dangerous here on Leeds Student Radio. And it is time for our track of the week. Now, this is the part of the show where I pick a record by an unsigned band or artist who is really making waves in the underground at the moment. I am very pleased to be joined on the phone by singer-songwriter Jordan Allen. Jordan, how are you?
Hi there, yeah. Not too bad, thank you.
Good stuff. Now, for people who perhaps haven't heard your music before, if you could describe it in just three words, how would you describe it?
Three words.
I know it's quite tricky.
I'd probably go for quite rocky, lyrical, and passionate, really. Yeah. Probably that's the way up, I suppose.
Now, you're from Bolton in Lancashire, near Manchester, and you've been featured recently on BBC Radio Manchester as part of their introducing show. What's that been like, then?
Yeah, it's great, you know, it's a massive opportunity for a lot of artists out there introducing. It's a really good platform for people to kind of establish themselves and build their way up. Yeah, it's been great, really.
And your music does seem quite influenced by the likes of Jake Bogue. You have been referred to as Manchester's answer to Jake Bogue in a few little comments I've read online. Yeah. So are these artists that sort of inspire you?
Yeah, I mean, I like Jake Bogue stuff. I get the Arctic Monkeys thing a lot as well, but there's a lot. I listen to a lot of older stuff, to be honest with you. That's where my inspiration comes from. A lot of Bowie and Lou Reed, John Cooper Clarke, and I think everyone kind of draws from a similar pool of artists, really. So I think, yeah, that's where it's people make the comparisons, but I just want to get my head down and do my own stuff, to be honest with you. That's how I work it anyway.
You might as well have just looked at my question sheet there, Jordan, because the next question was, who did you listen to growing up as a kid then in Bolton? Who were your parents? What did they have on the radio? What were they playing?
Well, when I was a kid, I mean, I wasn't really that into music, to be honest, until I was about 15. My dad played me a lot of the Smiths and a lot of Bowie when I was younger, a lot of U2. But it wasn't until I was about 15, I got kind of the first Cortina's album, Monkeys album, and I started properly getting into music and picking up a guitar, yeah. So I'd say they were the artists really that pushed me more into it. But as I've got older, as you do, taste kind of matures a bit and you get into new stuff. But yeah, I'd say those are the key points for me, really.
That first Arctic Monkeys album as well, what an album to get you into music. Absolutely sublime, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So whenabouts did you start playing the guitar then? When did you start sort of crafting music?
So I started off playing drums actually when I was about 10. Moved on from that, had some singing lessons and didn't pick up the guitar until I was about 15, and like I said, I wasn't really that interested until I heard I saw the Cortinas play live in Manchester, one of the first gigs they did, and that was what drove me on, really. So didn't start really taking it seriously until after that. Started songwriting when I was in college, about 17, 18, so yeah, that was it, really.
Cool, and you do have a few tracks out at the moment on your SoundCloud page. If people want to go out and find those, what's the links that they'd sort of have to click on?
Yeah, so we can hit the SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/Jordan_Allen, or you can head over to Facebook where it's Jordan Allen UK. On Twitter it's Jordan_Allen. So yeah, there's loads of stuff knocking about. There's loads of little bits and bats people have put on YouTube as well from gigs. Yeah, there's loads of stuff you can find if you dig hard enough, I suppose.
Speaking of gigs as well, are you doing any in the future that may be in around Lancashire or Yorkshire, anywhere like that?
Yeah, I'm everywhere kind of the next few months. I've got a lot of down south, but I'm in Sheffield on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
At a place called South Tea. And then I'm in Manchester this Wednesday, in fact. 1st of November, I'm down in... At the Night and Day in Manchester. Then we're off to Cambridge and all sorts like that. So we're all over the show, really, yeah.
But that Sheffield show as well, it should be a good one, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, it should be a cracker. We only arranged it last week. But yeah, looking forward to that. It's always good, that little gig down in Sheffield.
Yorkshire crowd as well, should be good. So the track we've chosen this week on Rewired is Remembered, which has been out for a few months now. What was the process behind writing that song? Did you sort of have the riff before you wrote the lyrics to it, or were the lyrics crafted first?
It was a way, actually. I wrote two of the songs off the EP in the course of a day. Remembered and Daydreamer's Girlfriend the week before I went in the studio. I was sat in my room in Leeds one day. I'd come up with a riff and I just kind of wrote them both in a day and played them to my housemate, and he liked them. So I was like, I'd already planned to do something else in the studio, but I changed them, and that's why I recorded Remembered instead. So.
Not bad at all. So thank you very much for coming on to the show, Jordan, and yeah, if you could now introduce Remembered to the students of Leeds, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, so this is my track, Remembered. I've seen on Soccer AM. Enjoy it.
Brilliant. It's our record of the week this week on Rewired. Thank you for Jordan Allen for coming on to the show there and giving us a little bit of a chat. That's his new track. It's called Remembered here on Leeds Student Radio. But right now, it's time to move to something a little bit different. Now, if you remember Block Party, they did songs like Helicopter and Banquet, one of the bands that led the Britpop Mark II revolution a few years back. The lead singer from Block Party, K Kele Okereke has embarked on another solo career. He tried it once with his first album, didn't go down very well, so he's tried it again, and this is his comeback song. It's brand new from him. It's called Doubt on Lee Student Radio. Such a big fan of this. It's a new one from Kele. It's called Doubt here on Leeds Student Radio. Just coming up to 5 to 7. You are listening to Rewired with Sam Oliver here until 7 o'clock this evening. Now, have you been wondering what James Arthur has been doing since he won the X Factor and released an album? Well, I can reveal what he's been up to. He's collaborated with a UK producer called Rhymes, who's worked with the likes of Fuse, ODG, and also Wiley. He actually wrote the smash hit Heatwave that was a big hit a couple of years back. He's releasing his own music on his own now, his Rhymes, and this is the new song he's collaborated with X Factor bad boy James Arthur. So give us a listen. Tell me what you think of it on Twitter at ThisIsLSR. This is Rhymes featuring James Arthur. It's called Kryptonite.
How can I be your hero if I can't save myself from you? You're my kryptonite. I'm running this race alone. I never thought I'd see us explode. You're like dynamite. Broken wings run away. Feel the lights set to stay. Dumb it all falling. Fire.
echoes keep calling. Sirens screaming, I'm in love. I'm a casualty for what it costs. Running for my life, yeah. I wish I could fly. I'll be there, building by tomorrow.
Can I be a hero?
I can't save myself from you. You're my kryptonite.
It's a new one from Rhymes featuring James Arthur from The X Factor. It's called Kryptonite here on Leeds Student Radio. And this evening, I've been asking you guys if you could bring back one band or artist from the past, who would it be? Now, this is in the light that S Club 7 have reformed last week. I'm joined by the show that are on next. If you could bring back one band, who would it be?
I'd definitely bring back Atomic Kitten, because I've always been one of those girls.
Atomic Kitten. I just realised I've got your show name as wrong. It's called Leeds Launches. My bad. But Kitten, yeah.
Definitely.
What was that song?
The tide is high.
The tide is high.
Because I'm holding on. Oh, yeah.
Such a tune. Oh, what was somebody said? Oh, one of you guys said it earlier. What was it? A really good show. Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Definitely.
That'd be amazing.
Thriller.
If only he could just walk down the street, but that'd also be a bit creepy.
Could you imagine, like, if you're just walking through the middle of Leeds and you just saw MJ there, just chilling outside Mackie D's?
Sitting there.
Out of all places.
Sitting there.
On the wall. White socks.
Like, Thriller jacket and everything. Makeup. Oh, I think that could work. Anyway, guys, what's coming up on Leeds Launches in a few minutes' time?
We have Daisy. She's coming in to perform live. Daisy Willock, she is a student, and she's going to be performing live a bit later. And we're also going to talk about Halloween, because obviously it's Halloween on Friday. And
have you guys got your costumes sorted?
We have got our costumes sorted.
I haven't, actually. Last minute.
I was going to say, I'm so unorganised with that kind of thing. I'm just... Be right, just throw some fake blood over me.
Yeah,
that's literally what
I'm doing. All good. We're going to talk a bit about hospitality and Canal Meals, because those have got some good DJs coming. We've also got some Monkey, some Hannah Wants, some Jessie Ware, just songs that we kind of like and people who are about to play in Leeds, as usual.
Very nice. And we're just coming up to 7 o'clock now. Thank you everyone who's listened to Rewired this evening. Also, a big thank you to our Record of the Week, from Jordan Allen, who also came onto the show for an interview. Big thanks to him. And I will see you next week from 6 o'clock. Cheers for listening. Goodbye.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.